Hey, Jordan Harbinger here from The Art of Charm. Welcome to Minisode Monday, your weekly shot of personal development espresso. Happy to be here with you, kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Now, today there's a little bit of an in-house job here. I want to talk about success momentum, small successes, small wins that increase confidence and resiliency. And I see this a lot happening a lot with small businesses, small business owners, entrepreneurs, and millennials. And it's this kind of almost like a syndrome where if someone wakes up and they're like, I need motivation. So they come up with like a motivation ritual and everything. And that's all fine and good. But the problem is sometimes you wake up and you just don't feel like it, right? That's why people say, I can't even today. And I get that. I get that. Small wins in that case can increase confidence. They can increase resiliency. You can beat procrastination. And Jason, I don't know about you, but a lot of the time I feel like I wake up in the morning and I feel great and I can't wait to attack the day. And other times I wake up and I just think, man, I just kind of want to go back to bed and read or, you know, not do any of the work I have on the calendar for today. And it's rare, but it happens. And I've got to figure out how to do something small before I can do something big.
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree with the latter of not wanting to get out of bed for sure. I found that my first small win of the day is just immediately to get up and just go brush my teeth. It's like a nice zing to wake you up. You don't even have to think about it. Stumble to the bathroom half blind. And if you really want a good way to start those morning wins, get a dog that has to pee every morning at 5 o'clock. That really helps.
Yeah. I think it's funny to mention because you and I have a rule that if one of a guest's sort of takeaways in their pitch is make your bed every morning because you'll get something done. I get that, but the problem is that I think a lot of folks, they fall into this trap of going, yeah, I know how to do that. But they then get up every morning, stumble downstairs, make coffee, make another coffee, make some tea, and they stare at their email or they read some crap online and they're thinking, oh, I'm just warming up my brain. But that's not the way to warm up your brain. The way to warm up your brain is the small wins, the confidence, the resiliency. And on super harsh days where I really need to get stuff done, I will do the brush the teeth, the make the bed, try to do a few push-ups or something like that, go for a walk and maybe shuffle some appointments around so that I'm actually getting active. And it doesn't even have to be physically, although I do find that that helps. But it will then cause you to think, oh my gosh, I spent all this time this morning, but now you're warmed up, your brain's warmed up, and your body's warmed up, and it helps me beat procrastination pretty much every time. It's kind of how I got through law school. And just remember that the wins don't have to be big to generate momentum, and you can sort of zoom out on this and look at this even in your business. It doesn't have to be something that you do during the day. This can be weekly, this can be a month that's slow, it can be a slow quarter. You don't have to have big wins to generate momentum. In fact, it's easier if the wins are smaller because smaller wins are easier to generate. Small wins can build up to a big win and a different self-image because the most important thing is that you feel as if you are moving forward at some point earlier. Of course, the most important thing is being actually moving forward, but you need to feel as if you are doing so as well. And small wins are a great way to stack those things together instead of going, all right, well, when my book launches and I hit New York Times, then I'll feel motivated. That's not reliable. And you need a reliable source of motivation. I see this with small business owners. I see this a lot with millennials who are probably overexposed to people on television and social media only sharing their wins. Just remember, there's a reason that the tortoise and the hare is a popular fable. And if you're somehow blanking on what that one is, basically, Jason, you remember this, right? The tortoise and the hare?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic. The tortoise and the hare, which is a fast rabbit-like animal, they get challenged to a race. The tortoise slowly walks towards the destination. The hare sprints ahead, takes a nap, sprints ahead, takes a nap, until the tortoise finally wins because of consistency. And that's what we're looking for here. Small wins that add up to a different self-image, which then, of course, will eventually lead to big wins. And look, this is the story of Art of Charm, right? We were not the best broadcasters by any stretch for a long, long time. We were terrible marketers. The content was mediocre. We just stuck with it for 10 and a half years and counting. And that was somehow very helpful for us. So look, we're definitely on Team Tortoise over here at AOC. So of course, go for big wins, but those aren't always available. And sometimes our mood can get us down, and that's okay because now you've got a strategy to pry yourself out of there.
And one thing you should definitely not do that I've seen people do who are looking for small wins is open up their to-do program and add things to it just so they can check them off to make them feel good about the small wins that they didn't actually achieve, but are trying to fake themselves out by saying, oh, but I did brush my teeth, so let me add it to my to-do list so I can then check it off and get that little hit of dopamine. That's cheating.
That's a good point. You know you're doing this in an ineffective way when you're adding things to your to-do list or writing them down and then crossing them off right away because you just did it.
Yeah.
That's pure dopamine hit. The to-do list function should really be to show you things that you might forget. If you've already done it, don't put it in there just to get the points. I know it's tempting. I know that's why they gamify those things. Just resist. It's a waste of time. And let me know how this goes over the next few weeks and months as you integrate this into your life. Tweet at me. I'm at The Art of Charm. And let me know how this is working out for you. And don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. We will get you those small wins. We'll help you connect with others, create more productive personal and business relationships. We're doing this step by step. It's literally all about small wins to help you move forward and make some changes. And there's a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. I think there's about 10,000 people in there, which is crazy, but it's really cool to see. And of course, AJ and I are in there with the rest of the Art of Charm team to help you all move through the challenges as well. It's really cool to see the growth going on there. It's really, really something else. Text the word CHARMED, CHARMED, to the number 33444, or just go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking.
Johnny, we know if you listen to the show, you are driven. In fact, we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey.
We have hired a lot of team members over the last 17 years. Going through endless resumes, well, that's a time sink. But you know what else is a time sink? Interviewing endless people, because they're all going to give you the best face forward.
That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets.
Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/charm. Just go to Indeed.com/charm right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/charm. Terms and conditions apply.
Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for listening and supporting The Art of Charm. For a list of all of our amazing sponsors and discounts, visit theartofcharm.com/advertisers. All right, everybody. Have a great week.